Oh my God, Trump's going to kill everybody. He's going to force psychopathic women to have babies. He's going to murder non-whites. He's going to send back all illegal immigrants. He's going to send back all criminal immigrants. It's going to be chaos. It's going to be hell. It's going to be the end of democracy. We're all going to die. Oh, he's won. It'll be all right. I'll just sort of be passive aggressive on Twitter for a few years. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I'd like to talk about something which I think we all may have noticed, which is that we were being told before the presidential election by the left in America that Trump was going to destroy democracy, that Trump was going to take away everyone's human rights, that Trump was going to be a dictator, that Trump was going to plunge us into war, that Trump was going to murder his political opponents, or God knows what. That being the case, you would think that the left would rise up in armed revolution to overthrow this man. And yet they haven't. Why not? Because surely it would make sense if they did. I mean, it's the only thing they should do, considering the kind of things they were saying before the election. I want to look at why, and that's what I'm going to do in today's video. But before I do that, could you do me a favour? Don't be a meanie like the Democrats. Be a good egg and subscribe. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the bell button, leave a comment for the algorithm, share the video. It helps me most violently if you do that. And if you're a really, really lovely boy, then could you please subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all of the most base content, where I put in-person interviews, where I put vlogs, where I put films I make, where I put all kinds of interesting stuff, where I put my weekly column. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of just a pint of beer a month. But please subscribe. I am most violently in your debt. Okay, now, what's going on here? Well, the first reason, I think, is just that left-wing people are hollow, left-wing people are individualist, left-wing people are obsessed with power, but left-wing people are high in neuroticism, left-wing people are frightened, left-wing people fear a fair fight, they're mentally unstable. So what are they going to do? They're going, of course, it's almost become a cliche, they're going to virtue signal. They're going to competitively signal their horror at the prospect of Trump. And in doing so, they are competitively signalling just how left-wing they are, just how committed to the cause they are, just how one of the woke group they are, just how morally superior they are. And in doing so, of course, they are reassuring themselves when they have low self-esteem and low self-worth. They're reassuring themselves of their own importance. They're reassuring themselves they're perfect. Studies have indicated, you can look in my book, Woke Eugenics, for the various studies, that left-wing people are high in narcissism. They crave praise. They crave being looked up to. They crave feeling important. They crave feeling perfect. All of this is going to militate in favour of them competitively signalling Trump derangement syndrome until you get to the point at which they are saying that Trump's going to kill everybody and there's going to be a war, he's a dictator, he's going to end democracy. Now, deep down, they don't really mean that. They know perfectly well that's not true. It's just a way of playing for status, of playing for power, of feeling good about themselves. So really what you had was confected, and we all knew that really, was confected outrage, confected fear, catastrophizing. They know deep down, they know really, if you were to sort of put them on a rack and torch them into admitting it, they know really that Trump is not going to do any of the dramatic and awful things which they said he would do. So that's the first reason. It's just that they didn't really think that. They were lying. Indeed, they were trying to manipulate people into keeping their sort in power by lying about the nature of Trump. And studies have found that left-wing people are high in instrumental harm compared to conservatives. They feel that the end justifies the means and they are prepared to lie if it helps their cause. The second reason is we've got to remember that they are narcissists. If you are a narcissist, what this involves to a significant degree is that you're mentally unstable, you're full of negative feelings, you're constantly full of self-doubt, you think that you're awful, and so you deal with this by creating a narcissistic false self in which you tell yourself that you're perfect and you're wonderful and you're great. And this is sustained, this false self is sustained by people telling you that you're great. You look for narcissistic supply. You look for people telling you you're wonderful, telling you you're great. Now, it seems to me that they may well have realised, it may well have hit them, not all of them, but a lot of them, it may well have hit enough of them, that something has changed. that wokeness has gone too far, that people are reacting against it, that the election of Trump and the collapse of the campaign for the useless Kamala Harris demonstrated that. They are beginning to realise, you don't, increasingly perhaps, you don't get narcissistic supply by being woke. It's less clear. Maybe even you get narcissistic supply by being super anti-woke. And so you can see this kind of coming away, this falling away, this gradual realisation on the part of those who are really only in it for the narcissistic supply, that maybe it's not a good idea to be woke. There are those that are in being far left for things other than narcissism, because they bubble with resentment, they resent everything that they associate with power, and they associate anything to do with tradition, and therefore conservatism, with power. There's people like that, they just hate power with a bubbling resentment you can't believe. So they'll always be left-wing. But there are others that are only in it because it's fashionable, because it gives you narcissistic supply. And so the Trump triumphing in a context in which they had perhaps convinced themselves that he definitely wouldn't is enough of a kick in the teeth, enough of a shock to the system to make them think, actually, maybe this isn't where I get narcissistic supply from. Maybe I should gradually change my mind. The third reason, I think, is simply that they're cowards. People who are on the left compared to people on the right are higher in neuroticism. They are higher in negative feelings, on average in all negative feelings, because they intercorrelate. But particularly, it's been found, in anxiety. They are higher in anxiety. And that's why they play for status via virtue signalling, because they fear a fair fight. So they play for status covertly, like a girl would do, via virtue signalling, because they fear a fair fight. They lack confidence. And they should do, because on average, people that are left-wing compared to people that are right-wing, of course, they're less fit. they're mutated genetically. On average, they're weak. And this is one of the reasons why they're full of resentment, why they hate the world, why they despise everything around them, because they feel that the world has given them a terrible hand, because they tend to be physically short, they tend to be physically weak, they tend to be mentally unstable, so that they're not going to win a fair fight. And so therefore, of course, they're going to go on and on and on in their Twitter mobs and whatever about how Trump is going to destroy democracy and he has to be destroyed. But then when he actually is in power, they're not going to fight him, particularly if they perceive that he has very powerful people around him in a way that he didn't used to. You've got to remember that when he was president between 2016 and 2020, you had the whole establishment had gone through the Gramsci and Marx, the institutions. Everybody, the left controlled everything. This emboldened them. They felt they could go out on the street and burn things and kill people and whatever, and they'd be absolutely fine. Now, with they know this shift has happened. You've got right-wing people like Elon Musk in positions of influence. The general view is changing. There is a backlash against woke, and so these people are mentally unstable, they are cowards, and therefore they dare not go onto the streets in a way that was previously the case. The next issue, I think, is simply that they're exhausted. They're depressed. They have lost, and they have lost the election, but they are noticing they are losing power more generally. They have lost Twitter, the public space, which is extremely important and extraordinarily demoralising for them. It has sucker punched them psychologically. It has left them depressed. It is something they can't quite believe, that they can't comprehend this is happening. This shouldn't be happening. A bad thing is happening. They can't deal with it. And the reaction of fast life history strategists, of people like that, of people that live fast and die young, and therefore food is all around them on the trees and whatever, that's the ecology they're evolved to, they can afford to just be depressed and just go off and be on their own in a cave and sulk. And I think that's what they've kind of done. They're depressed. They've got a way to lick their wounds. They're down. They're depressed. They've got to kind of regroup. This is a shocking, awful thing that's happened, and they need to be able to cope with it by just switching off and just lying in bed and not doing anything. And related to that, then, is simply the process of being in denial, which is that this is so awful that they can't quite believe this has happened. They don't believe it's happened. They hold out hope that something will rescue us from this. They hold out hope that this is all a bad dream. They're telling themselves maybe this hasn't happened, and so they're in denial. And so it might superficially not make sense. There has been no massive uprising in America against Trump. But I think for the reasons I have laid out, it does make sense. And let us hope to God and the baby Jesus that it continues. I hope this has been of interest, and I will see you soon, and goodbye. Are you ready for the future of the West?